yet Robert could sense the presence behind that stare, speculating that it consisted of a bit more than a thousandth of its colossal attention. He swallowed. Time to throw self-preservation to the wind.
"I'm humbled by this astonishing offer. I can hardly see how I could be considered worthy of such an honour."
"You deserve it, Robert," Talavera said. "Down through the eons, only a handful of sentients have reached the place where you now stand.
Understanding this adds new luster to my good fortune," Robert said, as he moved round to sit on the back of the chair, gazing out at the city in the clouds. "But before I decide one way or another, I wonder if you could clarify a few puzzles for me."
Talavera was still smiling, yet motionless in her regard.
"Go on."
"The Vor and the Shintanil, a pair of barbaric, predatory species which you brought back from the brink of extinction."
"Hardly relevant," Talavera cut in.
"There are many subspecies and softened offshoots performing a range of tasks for me, some of whom you would find highly commendable."
Robert watched a soft billow of cloud pass through the towers and domes outside.
"I do not doubt what you say. It's just my experiences which raise these questions, but I'll leave that one aside. Another thing which puzzled me was the Vermax, which are apparently technivores, yet which are also your servants. Why would you use such creatures?"
"Again, this is not relevant." Talavera stood, smile replaced by a dark look.
"This strikes me as a technique of hesitation or even avoidance, Robert, this questioning and judging. Come now. I am offering you the ultimate prize, transcendence, an eternity of enlightenment, the chance to converse with those who have already ascended to a greater wisdom.
My patience is wearing thin. You must choose."
"Oh, fool, fool, powerful fool! Don't you understand? He has already chosen."
Snarling, Talavera turned towards the source of the voice. Robert looked also and laughed when he saw the drone Rescuamantis gliding smoothly across the empty auditorium drawing near. The drone had returned to its original flattened ovoid shape, only now its exterior shimmered with a beautiful polychromatic shifting aura.
"He has already chosen," the drone went on, "because he's seen through you. Despite your godling powers and near-limitless array of elaborate spectacle, he has discerned the cold death force that lies at the root of your every thought and deed."
Anger burned in Talavera's eyes.
"Robert, take no notice of this prattling echo of nothing. You can come with me and leave all your pain and your guilt behind forever. Freed from burdens you never deserve to carry, you can move towards perfection and a supremacy unimaginable at this level of existence."
Robert listened, swallowed, considered this offer, which shook his self-belief to its foundations. There it was. Liberation from the endless remorse, from the corrosive loss, from the shadow of mourning which followed him always. All he had to do was deny the ties that bind, the memories that coloured his inner world, deny that Rosa had ever existed.